Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Okay, good weekend?
Absolutely good weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Almost got into an accident coming to the station.
Tell me about it.
I mean, I was within maybe 2 inches of getting into an accident.
Where?
You know, some a-hole is okay, the lanes are merging. I mean, I remember the name. It was a plumbing company, and I remember the name of the company. I'm not going to say it on the air. I mean, I could, but there's some a-hole driver in this van for a plumbing company. And I think it's a small plumbing company. That's all I'll say. Anyway, he's trying to jam. He's like trying to speed up ahead of everybody instead of merging like everybody else, coming across the overpass, getting on the from Lakeview and West End, getting on the expressway. It merges to the left, and he's in the right lane, just trying to pass everybody up. Well, I wouldn't let him in. And I mean, he kept coming over, and I almost let him hit me. Because I think I would have been right.
Interesting.
You know, I almost let him. You know, because there's a name on the truck. I mean, chances are I'd get some money.
Yeah, that's what all those guys on TV are for.
Yeah, and there was the business name on the truck. I could have let the guy hit me. I'd be late for the show. I'd probably still be, you know, waiting for everybody to show up and take care of all the paperwork. But I almost let the guy hit me. Because if you're in a lane that's merging and you're speeding up to get in and you try to get in and somebody doesn't let you in. Now, if somebody wants to comment on this, please do. Call us or send us a text. But if I'm in the lane that is the lane that it is to become, and somebody's trying to merge in, it's my choice whether or not to let them in. And most often I do. But once in a while, when somebody's a real a-hole, I don't want to let them in.
Yeah, I get it.
But if somebody if somebody comes into the lane ahead of me and hits my car, they're merging. They're the ones who are moving into the lane that they should have already been in. It seems like I would be right and they would be wrong, and I could have sued them and their small little plumbing company. So, you know, look, I mean, if you've got a plumbing company and you think somebody might have been in that area, you might talk to them about their driving, because they were really aggressive and they piss people off when they drive like that.
That's what they put those bumper stickers on there for. How's my driving?
Yeah, right. Not so great in this case. But really, I almost let the guy hit me. And then I thought, well, you know, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
Let me think. You know, I'm going to be late for the show. I care about that. I want to be on time for the show. I don't want to be involved in all this BS. I'm not going to let some a-hole entice me into making a statement about what an a-hole he is based on his driving. And so I let it go. But, you know, if you're trying to cram your way in at the last minute, realize that if somebody doesn't let you in and you hit their car, I think you're in the wrong. But anyway, if somebody wants to correct us on that, let us know. All right. Do we have a couple of texts to get to before the first break?
Yeah, sure. Here's one that says, apparently Trump is uptown tonight going to the guy that the governor just gave the only cannabis license in the state to. There's so much corruption going on. It's frustrating.
Wow. I wonder if there'll be any going on there.
At that fundraiser? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, you know, $3,000 a plate.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's somebody who's going to, you know, like sneak out the back and be like, hey, man, come on. We're going out here for a minute. Come on.
The guy might have some samples around the house if he got the first license for it.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's a text that says, hey, don't forget Trump didn't even know what city he was in 3 times, so add him to brain damage. I don't know about that, but he does occasionally say, like, I'm in a city that he's not in, or he gets the name of it a little bit wrong.
Oh, I think Trump has got mental issues. I think Biden's got mental issues. And so, once again, I talk about these two geezers who are our choices. At this point, they're our choices. And, you know, they both seem to have mental issues. So, you know, it's just really sad that we're in this place in history.
If you are in the right lane, which is the lane that receives emerging traffic, you are supposed to allow them in because they cannot stop emerging into the left lane. You got to give them space.
I don't have to. Why do I have to?
They just slow down and wait until there's an opening, right? I mean, they don't have to continue accelerating into the wall in front of them just because they didn't get a chance to merge in.
I don't think there's a... is there a law about that where you have to? I think it's a courtesy thing. And, you know, if you're going to act... You know, if you're a nice person and you need to get in, I'm going to let you in. But if you're a premeditated a-hole and you're speeding up to beat everybody and to get ahead of everybody and jam in at the last minute... I don't think I have to let you in.
Here's a text that says, you would be culpable if you purposefully tried to show the company up.
Wait a minute.
They'd have to prove that. Now, I don't know how somebody, you know, they crash your car, then you'd have to not tell the police that you let this accident happen on purpose. That
well,
seems,
of course I wouldn't
that
do that.
Fraught.
But because the evidence is there that the accident happened. It wouldn't, I wouldn't be doing it. I wouldn't be doing it. I didn't target the company. I didn't wait for that truck to get there and then cause the accident.
Right.
The truck was there. It just happened organically.
Janice has a great point. She says, you could have been hurt.
My neck.
Help. Throw your fours up, man.